Former President Trump says he's raised $8 million since he was indicted last Thursday. It's a sign of support that Republican pollster and Trump critic Sarah Longwell could have predicted. She's seeing it in focus groups where she's assessing support for Trump in 2024, or his main rival right now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who hasn't announced he's running yet. Sarah, you've conducted 7 focus groups so far this year. You did one last Friday, the day after the indictment was announced. What are you finding?
All this year, we have seen with two-time Trump voters a real appetite from a chunk of the party to move on from Trump, specifically to Ron DeSantis. But in Friday's group, we saw all of the respondents in a head-to-head matchup between Trump and DeSantis went for Trump. And that was the first time that's happened in this calendar year in just a two-time Trump voter group.
Let's just be clear. The day after the indictment was announced, you say that your focus group showed that Trump had universal backing, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
It's the first time it has happened since the 2022 elections.
Yeah. Well, here's Maria, an immigrant, who said this after the indictment was announced.
As soon as I heard the news, I felt like I'm supporting him even more. It could be any of us.
Sarah, as you well know, that's been the talking points of most Republican lawmakers. She went on to say what you're telling us many of the other members of the focus group said. They're not only supporting him with a vote, but with money.
That's right. The anger in the group was just very present. And so they were suddenly more interested in sending him money. They were more interested in, several suggested they might buy a T-shirt or a mug with his mugshot on it. Trump has been very good. And the media, the Republican sort of right-wing infotainment media, has been really good at connecting this, that, you know, the persecution of Trump is somehow linked to the persecution of them directly.
Well, they're defending Trump, but in defending Trump, they're also defending themselves. Their sense of themselves and who they have been aligned with. Members of the focus group, you tell us, also said they believe Democrats are trying to stop Trump from running. Here's Terry, an African-American voter.
It's just a smear campaign that, you know, it's like they're out to get him and we all can see straight through it.
This, again, is what Republicans have been saying. It's also what some Democrats have been fearful of, that this case in particular, unlike others that are investigating the former president's attempts to overturn an election, that this one just doesn't feel strong enough and feels like a smear. However, if a district attorney decided not to bring charges, even though a grand jury, a jury of regular people, they're kind of like a focus group, decided that the indictment should go forward. If the DA said it shouldn't because it wasn't politically good for the Democrats, that would be partisan. You would say what as someone who is a Trump critic?
I mean, I think you've got to do whatever the law demands. It's not that the case is sort of strong or weak. The reason that Republicans feel so comfortable attacking this particular case is because they see it as a less serious crime, right? So, and because it's got words like porn star in it, you know, voters take it much less seriously and sort of scoff at the idea that they would be out to get him for something like this. And I think actually Republicans are going to have a much harder time defending him if there are some other indictments around January 6th or, you know, the Georgia case where Trump was saying, you know, go find me 11,000 votes.
Well, Sarah Longwell, what about these, you know, voters in the focus groups? If something does, we don't know what the indictment will list as charges. If it expands out to, let's say, as has been speculated, the National Enquirer covering up as many as 60 stories about Donald Trump's behavior, payments to other women. Do you think anything in there today might change your focus? You're going to find out, but might change the minds of your focus group.
I think anything related to Stormy Daniels and this particular case probably isn't going to change anybody's mind. Really, these voters are taking a lot of their cues both from the Republican politicians and from the media, who right now are all calling this, you know, a witch hunt, a miscarry of justice, that kind of thing.
Republican pollster and Trump critic Sarah Longwell, thank you.
Thank you.